The idea of local, sustainable food isn't new. It's pretty much the only way early settlers on the Oklahoma prairie didn't starve to death. But in the 21st century, everything from home gardens to restaurants to huge organic agribusinesses helped pass the practices to future generations. KGOU's Sarah Hurd explores the connection between the land and the food that comes from it.
The little green ones in the back are pea plants, and so hopefully they'll be able to climb up this trellis and produce a little bit before the first frost comes. But there,
Katie Schauberger's yard has two small garden plots, which she showed me on a cool September night. Katie is a senior at the University of Oklahoma and an avid gardener who has many reasons for growing her own food.
Well, I guess there's a bit of satisfaction in eating something that you grew. You've taken the time and you've walked out there each morning to water it and weed it, but actually putting it in a frying pan and tasting the difference between something from your garden or from a local garden versus something that's flown halfway across the world, you can taste the difference.
She sees herself as part of a movement in Oklahoma and throughout the country.
And I feel like our parents' generation and a little bit before grew up on the farm in a way that it was a chore. It was something that they were getting away from. To be able to move into suburbia was the goal. We've seen that the city is just as bad in some ways, right? And so I feel like there's more of our generation is pushing to go back.
While Katie is gardening on a fairly small scale, others of her generation are setting their sights on bigger things, like OSU-OKC student Cody Yaunt.
The dream is to eventually own my own farm, either in Oklahoma or northwest Arkansas.
Unfortunately, Cody has something, like many people his age, that threatens to make his dream impossible.
Student loan debt. the idea of owning my own home, let alone, you know, a couple hundred acres right now is just completely out of the question.
One of the most ambitious examples of the movement in Oklahoma is Nani. It's a Japanese and Native American fusion restaurant whose chefs are all under 30. One of these chefs, Colin Stringer, has a very specific idea about where food should come from.
Obviously, if we have the choice, we want to source local as much as possible, whether that means going out and picking it ourselves in a wildlife refuge or whether that means hitting up Matt from Urban Agrarian. If we do bring proteins from out of state in, they're always sustainable. That's very important to us.
Colin wants his home state of Oklahoma to be a competitor in the arena of what he calls disciplined food.
There is a disconnect between what most people view as that kind of food and what is actually available here. And so, I don't know, we look up to a lot of chefs in other places who inspire us, and, you know, the reason we are in Oklahoma and not in New York or not in San Francisco or not in Denmark is because we really care about this place we grew up in. This is our home, and we want to be a catalyst for this city.
At Nani, everything is built from the ground up. They grow their own herbs in one of the upstairs rooms of the old house where they host their dinner club. They made their own plates out of items like picture frames and paving slates. They even called in a friend to build the large communal table where guests get to know each other while sharing a meal. Part of this philosophy of self-sufficiency means learning as you go.
I kind of think anyone who's starting a business or starting something for the first time is actually a lot more ill-equipped than they think they are.
Yeah.
Like we're not necessarily equipped to do it, but I think it's the idea of like
doing it.
Yeah.
Although they are all doing things their own way, one thing that these young people say in common is that they owe a debt to the generation that came before. Like for Colin.
I was fortunate enough at my last job to really have a role model chef who didn't waste anything. Like, I've never seen anyone do it, and that's something we're still getting better and better at every day.
Or for Cody.
Crow Family Farms out of Shawnee. They're amazing. They've been farming for forever. I don't know, when I think of family farmers, or when I think of farmers in America, like, it's them.
Or for Katie.
I definitely owe this to my mom. She's had a vegetable garden from as long as I can remember, and she had me out there every single time, whether it was just playing in the dirt or picking up bugs or finally poking in seeds or taking care of the gardens. It was her love for gardening that definitely got me to make my own gardens.
For KGOU, I'm Sarah Hurd.